This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have poured onto the streets of Brazil's biggest cities to protest against President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the COVID-19 crisis and to call for his impeachment. In Rio de Janeiro, people carried placards with the faces of loved ones who died from the disease. Protesters rallied in several other cities, including Salvador, Belo Horizonte, and the capital, Brasilia. Bolsonaro has repeatedly refused to use lockdowns and other tough measures to prevent the spread of the virus. He once mocked COVID-19 as a little flu and said his opposition to lockdowns is designed to protect Brazil's economy. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 16.3 million Brazilians have been infected with COVID-19. More than 459,000 have died from the disease. The actual numbers are believed to be much higher. At least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others were wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of the Afghan capital on Saturday. The incident occurred when the bus they were traveling in was hit by an explosive device on the road in the city of Charikar, the capital of Parwan province, according to an Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman. No group claimed responsibility for the incident. Roadside bombs, small magnetic bombs attached under vehicles, and other attacks have targeted members of security forces, judges, government officials, society activists, and journalists in recent months in Afghanistan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron said Saturday France will strive alongside African nations to vaccinate 40% of the continent's population by the end of 2021. Reuters' Megan Revelle reports.
France will strive to help vaccinate 40% of Africa's population by the end of the year, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Saturday during an official visit in South Africa. He pledged to invest in boosting the continent's production of COVID-19 vaccines to help close a gap between African and Western nations. Macron said Africa made up around 20% of the world's need for vaccines, but only 1% of production. He reiterated support for waiving intellectual property rights for the vaccines, a move also supported by the United States but opposed by Germany. France plans to deliver 30 million doses to Africa by year end, part of more than 100 million doses that the European Union plans to deliver this year.
That's Reuters' Megan Revelle. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government said Saturday that the eruption of a second volcano it had announced earlier was a false alarm. The scare came a week after Mount Nyiragongo roared back to life, causing devastation, death, and sparking a mass exodus. The government had said that Marara volcano had a low-intensity eruption Saturday morning, sending lava flowing into an uninhabited area of Virunga Park, a wildlife reserve that's home to a quarter of the world's critically endangered mountain gorillas. Marara is a small volcano considered to be a crater of Mount Nyamuragira, which, along with Nyiragongo, is known for strong volcanic activity. However, the communications ministry issued another statement saying false alarm on Nyamuragira. The ministry said a plane had flown over the area and smoke observed earlier was from charcoal-making fires and not another eruption. Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge, has received her first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine as Britain extends its vaccination program to younger people. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Kate, the 39-year-old wife of Prince William, received her shot at London's Science Museum, a mass vaccination centre near the couple's home at Kensington Palace, according to a photo posted on the Twitter feed. She got vaccinated a few weeks after her husband. Britain this week extended its COVID-19 vaccination programme to everyone over the age of 30. Other members of the royal family, including Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Charles, have publicised their vaccine appointments to encourage people to get shots. Zaria Shackley, London.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA.